You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Mino and the Mayor here in a great-looking Thursday. Beautiful day out there today. This forecast just looks spectacular. Did you see that forecast?
Oh, man, it's the whole week. It's 77, 78. And
Friday night's going to be perfect.
It is. The game's going to be great. Apple picking's going to be great. It's a good week.
Phenomenal. We're here with Sean. Sean, what is your official title? Your last name, Katzbeck?
Katzbeck.
Yep. Sean Katzbeck.
Yep, exactly.
Is that German?
Jawohl, here,
there
commandant.
There you go. You're pretty much the king of Marinette.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You're the king of Marinette. Far from it.
Blues, brews, and barbecue. You know, I got to be honest with you. You know, I went through Marinette a couple of weeks ago or whatever, going up to Gwynn, and I always think to myself, I've driven past this place literally hundreds of times. Why haven't I ever stopped in at, was it Louis? The hamburger place?
Oh, Mickey Lou's.
Mickey Lou's.
Yeah. That was voted by USA Today best burger joint in the state.
No kidding.
Yes.
Have you ever stopped there?
Wow. And that takes Lower Michigan in too?
In the state. So no.
Lower Michigan sucks.
No, just in the state. Just in the state of Wisconsin.
Marinette's in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Every time John talks about going home, I'm always thinking you got it. When?
Yeah. Well, it's about a mile from Michigan, actually.
Yeah. No, okay. It's like a stone's throw. They're connected.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. I find that hard to believe because there's just some. It was cheeseburger day last week, and had people texting in, and wow, I got to get up there. I love a good burger.
I would guarantee if you ask your listeners, you're going to get a lot of people who say we have been to Mickey Lou's and we will be back.
But Mickey Lou's in Marinette,
Mickey Lou's Barbecue.
It's right on the highway. I mean, right alongside, not even the highway. I guess that's the highway. It's the highway. You know what? I would love their old Coke signs.
Yeah,
buttons as they call them, the old round Coke signs.
Cool.
From like the 50s.
Oh yeah.
Well, the inside's exactly like that. It hasn't changed since they started it in 1944.
Kind of like.
Lates.
Lates
yeah,
of Manitowoc.
So what they, I
but
mean,
they
what,
don't serve fries or something,
no,
right?
No, they don't serve fries, but everything is on a charcoal grill. So they have charcoal, and it's an open pit grill that you order, and they bring it to you. And the burgers are delicious. I mean, and I've tasted quite a few burgers. I think you could agree. and I would just tell you that they're amazing. Yeah.
Fries are very profitable.
Why is that?
It just are.
They are. Onion rings?
Potato chips. And
that's
I think because of probably a VAT and deep frying and all of that.
Okay.
They don't want to get into all that permitting.
Yeah. I think.
You get rid of the oil permitting, you know, the oils and all that.
Because, well, like I said, it started in 1944 and they haven't changed a thing on the inside. I mean,
they're probably grandfathered in a lot of ordinances. So if they do a change and start adding a deep fryer, they're going to say, you got to do the whole thing.
Everything.
We need an ADA bathroom and all this other stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd still add fries.
I'll tell you what. And their shakes and malts are.
See, exactly.
I love it.
Same type of thing.
All right.
I'm definitely going to stop there.
Okay. Please
tell you what. I don't know how long. How long does a burger stay good?
Well, I don't know.
Throw it in cooler.
Yeah.
Throw it in cooler with you.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is next time I come through there, I'm going to buy you a cheeseburger.
I'd love it.
And bring it back.
Would
that last for a day, Todd?
Sure.
I'll bring you one in.
That's
I'll
eat it.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Absolutely.
Don't leave it in the back seat of your car.
No, I won't. It won't be like the Mataki.
Yeah, he brought me some stuff. It was in the back of his car, and it needed to be refrigerated. I said, how long has it been there? A week.
Oh, you should have seen it. That was from the cholesterol fest from the year before.
First year.
And it was pork belly, pork sides.
Well, you just kind of cut off the green stuff.
And you can't believe that was like a science experiment. I left it in my car for like a week. I was going to give it to him.
Growing intelligent life.
Yeah. Then I left that baked sauerkraut in my truck one time for like a week. And oh my God, I swear that smell never quite left.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to either.
No, that one like got into the interior.
Yeah, really, I bet.
Yeah. That never, ever quite left.
All right, so we're going to that burger. Are you going to bring the burgers back?
Yes, I mean,
if I go leafy,
Mickey
I'll stop
Lou's. There. Anybody Mickey out there Lou's. Been to Mickey Lou's? Am I the only one that's never been to Mickey
and
Lou's?
And if you've been to Mickey Lou's, just I would like to know if you think that is the absolute best cheeseburger in the whole state of Wisconsin. 5.5, about 6 million people. I don't know how many restaurants. We must have thousands of restaurants.
Well,
that's surprising. I think that's great. What I think is weird about it, I've never heard about it.
Well, so. I think you know, once again, it's going to be perspective. But yeah, according to USA Today, it is. You know,
well, wasn't Al's on that though too? What was Al's pick? Didn't that get some award?
Well, I think Al's did with that
Al's
place.
Al's from the street here?
I'm not sure. In that place in Milwaukee.
Wasn't
totally
it like,
did.
Oh, yeah, Milwaukee. Wasn't it one of the number one things to do in Green Bay before you die?
Is was that what it was?
Well, Al's is for sure in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's coming in today, so we'll hear
oh,
about
it. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's
this lady wrote this book, John, it 100 Things to Do in Green Bay Before You Die.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking at some of the things, and I don't have them all done, but...
Got a good, yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah,
a lot of us has been to Al's, of course, Lambeau, tailgate, all that. There's a lot of Packers stuff in there at the beginning, but then it gets to some other things. So it'd be interesting to talk to her. And anyway, but we're talking about your neck of the woods. And festivals are just, they check so many boxes.
Yeah.
The community, I mean, you want to make a little bit of money. I don't know where the proceeds go to that, but it's local. And people love getting out and seeing each other and enjoying music.
Yeah, and the other thing is that what we're trying to do this year is kind of reach more of a regional aspect. So we're trying to get outside of the area to bring people in so that, you know, we can maybe see a little increase in tourism. It's a shoulder season, and what a shoulder season is it's not the main season.
Right.
You know, so it's a little bit off that. And yet we're hoping that what we see is a good turnout from – you know, people, which we're seeing already, but, you know, Appleton. Yesterday I talked to a woman from Stevens Point.
Nice.
Variety of, yeah. So, and so it's going really well.
And it's not that far.
No. No, it's 45 minutes
right.
up the road.
Right.
You know, as I said earlier this morning, the two musicians are right. just incredible. They're both accomplished. They both, you know, they play at Legends down in Buddy Guy's Legends. Stuff like that. These are actual real blues musicians that I just talked to Toronto yesterday. He's going on a tour in Florida, you know, and just different. So these guys are on the road playing.
Getting some good texts here. Mickey Lou's, lots of times I've been there. Super burgers. Got another one. Jim, stop there on your way to Marquette. By the way, I got to be honest with you.
I know.
I've seen some pictures. It's like in full bloom.
Ooh.
Up north.
Is it? The colors are?
Yeah. I'll show you some pictures. Another one here. Yes, Mickey Lou's. My wife would skip school in Oconto and go there to get a burger.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah, I got to stop. There's
no
question.
Think for...
Although I was... I'm going to give you a warning. I'm going to give you this warning.
Okay.
If you're going up there, that area between Peshtigo and Marinette...
Yes.
Slow it down. I've got nailed twice there.
Have you?
And it goes from like 65 to 35.
Yes, it does.
See, they
without
do
even noticing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there'll be a sign up, but you won't. It's the exact same type of whatever.
Yeah.
And it goes from like 60, well, 55, I guess. Is
a, it's 55. It goes down to 45. And then as you get into the town, 30, it goes 35. 35.
Right. Yeah. Michicot does that too. Yeah. It's like, come on.
But you really got to even see those signs because you're just cruising along for an hour. And then all of a sudden.
And then you don't realize
you don't realize it.
You're texting. It's like, how the hell am I going to see that sign?
Wow.
No, I don't text and drive. You know, I think what you're on to here is I think there are some people that maybe haven't been up there. And they're going to say, wow, for being that close, that's very cool. Like people will go to Chilton. People will go to Shawano. You know.
And we're trying, you know, there's so many things to do inside Marinette and Marinette County that it's just a wide variety, whether you want to go kayaking, whether you want to check out the colors, whether you... Marinette County is called the waterfall capital of the state of Wisconsin. And that's because there's more waterfalls in this county than there is in any other county.
You ever been
state.
To Dave's Falls?
No.
That's
Dave's
really
Falls
cool.
Is, yeah.
Waterfalls
if you,
are cool.
If you go up there, if you go up to Marquette, you got to stop. There are these places. Dave's Falls
Dave's,
is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's right off the highway.
Yeah, and it's going up 141 where you would go for Marquette. Yeah. So it's
but
pretty
if this
cool.
weekend's peak, I can't go this weekend. So I'm not saying it's peak,
but I saw some pictures. I'm going to try to look them up again.
Okay.
Actually, does anybody have any pictures from the UP right now with the colors? So I saw one, and it was actually outside of Munising, which is a beautiful area. You ever go to Munising?
Yes.
Yep. Isn't that an awesome area?
Oh, it's you know, it reminds me of when for a little bit I lived in Maine.
Yeah.
It reminds me exactly of Maine, where it's kind of, it's hilly, but it's not mountainy. It's rocky, but once again, it's not. Yeah. And so the terrain is really cool.
And beautiful waterfalls there too.
Yep.
I was telling John,
you got to travel the UP.
I do, because I've been out to Maine.
Okay.
Just to look at leaves.
Sure. Yep.
And man, was that expensive. And you come back.
Oh my goodness.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's nuts.
That's Packer Weekend hotel prices for that. And for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's that, what is that called? Surge pricing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they
upped absolutely
the lobster and everything. But it was fun. It was just very, rental cars, everything was just very expensive. But it was fun. I don't want to discount that. And, but we have beautiful leaves right here.
Yeah, we and that's
and
the
waterfalls.
Thing.
And they are covered bridges, you know.
Yep,
but
exactly. And the event itself really kind of combines, I think, three really cool elements, which is barbecue. That's a wide reaching, enjoyable. Every single one of the barbecue competitors are award winning. These guys are also the real deal. Then we have craft beer that has won awards for their craft beer, and then these musicians,
which are award winners too.
Yeah, and
so that's pretty cool, Sean. That for a community it's not Chicago, but you're bringing in the highest end of all three.
Exactly,
that's cool.
You know, as I've brought up on the show before, the tickets $27.50, and that includes free samples from every single barbecue competitor. A beverage of your choice, so it could be a beer or it could be soda, water, and then also there's two elite, and these aren't, you know, like 30-minute shows. Each show is going to be a full set, so each show will be about an hour.
Yeah.
I think I told them 70 minutes.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's awesome. Tell us again where we get the tickets.
You bet.
I know it's.
So there's a couple ways that you can get the tickets. You can either call our rec center, and that's where the actual event's going to be. And that number is 715-732-2006.
That's the Marinette Rec Center.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so that's a community rec center that was built.
I know, that's nice, right? Yeah, you guys did a good job with that. 715-732-2006.
Yep, 2006.
2006, all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking through my phone. Trying to find those pictures of the UP.
We'll go back. We'll get the website and everything. But this is something people need to put on their calendar. Yeah. This is going to be a fun weekend.
It's going
to
be good.
If anybody has any pictures of colors in the UP, please send them to us. Where do they send them, Todd?
Text it in on the Civic Media app.
There you go. We're going to send a quick break. Back right after this. Todd always finds the greatest music.
Sean, I bet you're loving his blues.
Oh, is this Toronto, Todd, or is it?
It's not. Okay.
Right.
Because I downloaded his album, and I was like, holy cow, this.
Wow.
And like I said, it's number one right now. You go blues chart, you go electric blues, which is a subgenre.
Number one in the nation.
Number one in the nation.
Wow.
And then overall, it was number one. It's now dropped to 14. But that's still, like I said, it's above... You know, Buddy Guy, it's above Joe Bonamassa. It's above some real players.
We are talking with Sean Katzbeck, the mayor of...
No.
The promoter.
The prince.
Okay. The prince is a little... This guy looks more like a king than a prince.
Listen,
was that New York City?
Digging out as it is.
The prince of the city, he was like the cop that kind of ran things, stuff like that. Didn't they always say about New York, the prince of the city? Was like the top cop.
That doesn't sound tough
doesn't,
to me.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Guy text here. I was in the UP last weekend. I would say this coming weekend will be good.
Yeah.
The following weekend will be peak.
All right. I like that. I cannot go this weekend. So, all right. I got to talk. I really want to get up there. I don't know that I can drive 3.5 hours to get to the chairlift, but that's what I really
We're gonna plan this for you. You're gonna get a Mickey Lou's burger.
Totally. Well, that's on the list. I'm I want to stop you, and see you good. Too on the way.
Please,
I'm gonna
too.
Stop at that.
I'll be at the Welcome Center.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. You're gonna go to. You're gonna stay in Marquette. You're gonna take the chairlift.
Marquette, though, that's 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I go.
Well, I thought you guys were going to Marquette for the chairlift.
I did too.
Is there a chairlift closer?
No.
It's 3 hours, Jim.
Okay,
I'd make it three.
That's fine. Okay. An hour's nothing.
You're gonna stay at the Northland Hotel in the Lower Harbor of Marquette, right over the water.
Make a reservation probably now. Okay.
Yep. Then you're going to Munising, but you're gonna stop at this general store, this little gas station general store in Autrain. Okay. When we were there last year, a couple of years ago, my son said, "This looks like Malibu. It's the beaches. It looks, just yeah."
Wow.
Here's your thing. You're gonna walk in this gas station. And you're going to smell something that's so delicious.
Is your brother's place?
No. You're going to have to, you're going to stop it, and you're going to get a pasty.
No, yeah, I'll do that.
It's a homemade pasty. You're going to love so much you can't believe it. Then you're going to go to Munising. You're going to go to the waterfalls. Check out all that area that you said looks like Maine.
Yeah.
And you can say, is Munising better than Maine?
Okay.
All right?
And it'll be a lot kinder on
your
pocket.
That's a great agenda.
A lot better on your pocket.
And I like agendas. Yeah. I mean, I like to know what we're doing. Yeah. I got to jump to a different subject, then we're going to come right back to you, Sean. But okay. I got a text back from my daughter, who's a doctor. And it's not typical for moms to cause short stature.
Well, it's not typical, but it happens.
Okay, just wait. See, this is where he changes the
no,
bet
I'm not changing.
All the time. That's why I don't like betting with him. said if you get the mumps in puberty, it stunts your growth.
In puberty, and it stunted my growth.
I believe he said it could stunt your growth.
Yes.
We got to go to the tape. I want to take that bet. Because anything, of course it could. A lot of stuff could happen. And you could get killed walking across the street.
But it did happen. It happened to me.
See, this is, I don't, okay.
It happened to me.
I don't bet with him. That's why we go to the casino.
Well,
they print it right out. Over, under, this is what it is.
You didn't bet.
2.5 points.
Remember, you said I'm not betting. Okay.
Day of high school for gym class, they weigh and measure you, everything.
That may have happened to you.
I was 5'9", 140 pounds, first day of my freshman year.
It didn't stunt your growth because you're 100 pounds heavier.
I was 5'9", 165 pounds, my last day of high school. So I didn't grow an inch. And the only thing I can attribute that to is the mumps. The mumps gets into your delicate areas, and it screws up your whole growth. Got a report here from the UP. Anticipate peak fall color the first week of October. That's coming up. So that's next weekend, isn't it? Not this weekend, the following.
That's what the previous
October 1st
too.
Is next Tuesday, so
there you go.
What I really want to do is go during the week.
Oh, absolutely.
Because then I don't have to.
Exactly. Yep.
That's what I really want to do, but I got to figure that out with work and with this place and with my wife and everything else. And I'm not going to go by myself.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't because
so that wouldn't be any fun.
No. Exactly. So.
Can I just throw something in here? Whatever he talks about his mumps.
Yeah.
All I can think of is this. I'm gonna get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. Okay, that's all.
My love, Fergie Bone. Whatever happened to Fergie?
I don't know.
Boy, I loved her. Wasn't she awesome?
Yeah.
She was.
My mumps.
My lovely lady mumps. Yeah. All right.
That's funny.
All right. So, Sean, tell us one more time about what else is going on in Marinette, buddy.
Hey, get the other. I went to the website too. I got the phone number. I want to get the website.
Yeah, that's www.fishonmarinette.com.
Fish on.
Okay. Right in the upper corner, there's a pig. Hit the pig.
Okay.
Just.
How did your fishing tournament go this year?
This year we didn't have one. Next
year, didn't?
No.
Oh.
So we've had several.
Right.
And so what they took a year off. Next year we will have the National Walleye Tournament Championship.
Okay.
Which will be in September.
Oh,
that
wow.
is fun.
That is the
that is
championship
huge.
One. Yeah. That's big. That's the. So what happens with that is, as far as the amount of people, there's only about 40 to 50 teams because it gets narrowed down.
It's the elite.
It's kind of like football, you know? I mean, you get down to the Super Bowl, this would be that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so that'll be good. This weekend,
and that's a nice time of year to have it. You know those spring ones, the weather can always be just
terrible. Oh, it's sideways.
Terrible.
Yeah. And then tonight, or tomorrow night, we have the Glam Band. And that's a free event.
When, tonight?
Tomorrow night.
We have Dennis in our studio tomorrow.
Okay, so he'll be there tomorrow night, and they'll be playing on Stevenson Island, and it's kind of like our fall festival, and it's free.
You know, I had my granddaughter's up there about a month or so ago, and they loved that area. We walked that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you guys swim?
Okay.
Had to do it, Jim. I had to do it.
Okay.
I did.
A good friend of mine used to own the Best Western.
It's six.
Okay.
Okay. Tara?
Yep. She knows Tara? Yeah, I know Tara.
She's a youper. Good
Tara
friend of mine.
Tara and Casey. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So, taking my daughter, my granddaughter's up there. We're going to go to the Young Family Zoo.
Yeah.
Which is just 20 minutes north.
And it's cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I specifically stayed at that Best Western.
Sure.
I didn't know she had sold it.
Yeah, they just sold it. Yeah, yeah. This past year.
So I say, hey, they got a beautiful pool, the whole thing. So the girls get all their swimsuits and everything. We go down, and the lady says, oh, the pool's closed. I said, what? She said, yeah, we don't have our new permit for it because it was sold and we need a permit. I said, you could have told me that when I, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, do we get a little bit of a break on the price?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No breakfast, that no lunch.
Just pissed me off.
And not here's passes something to the Y for free.
Yeah.
You know, because it was temporary. But,
agreed.
But
yeah.
I don't know that Johnny's going to go back right away. And
I will never go back there. Not
job,
the slightest
so
bit of whatever.
Look, that's just.
Yeah,
no. So important.
Listen,
you want them to come to your place, but
absolutely.
You really want them to come back.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean.
Although I will say this, I did something that probably they wouldn't want me back.
Why does that surprise me?
Right. Okay. Good. We're out of time.
I didn't wear shoes into the restaurant.
That John, you can't. That's against the law.
John.
That is against the law.
Sean, it's good having you here.
It's good. It's
man,
good. Hearing
let's
you
go to something that take play care, by the friend. Rules. Blues, brews,
and
barbecues.
A quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That music means it's time for the Go for the Green or Gold text in to win keyword of the hour. And with the keyword now is John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yes, indeed. It's time for our Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
All right. Now, this hour's keyword is seat. S-E-A-T. That's seat. So download the Civic Media app, find our stations, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
You have until 8 o'clock to go ahead and text that in again. Download the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS, and text the keyword seat, S-E-A-T, right now. It's your last chance to play this hour, but your next chance to play coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck from Mino and the Mayor.
This is super easy to do, and we really need it because we got a little bit behind some of our...
Oh, yeah. How did we come through yesterday?
We did well yesterday.
Okay, and that's a little reminder.
Yeah, we need everybody who's listening right now to go to the Civic Media app and text that word in. Not only is it a great chance to win cash or jewelry, but also tickets to the Green Bay game. And of course, you help us out.
And you know what? I will offer this.
It's good for our egos.
I'm going to offer this. If one of our people win the tickets, I would be willing to go to the game with them.
I kind of
indoor clubs.
Yeah. And I've never tailgated, so I'd be willing to tailgate with them.
All right. I'll take care of that.
You ever tailgate?
Anyway, so the keyword, S-E-A-T. So text that in, and that will be great if we could pick up more texters and great prizes.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
So, hey, we're moving on to Appleton.
Yep.
Hello.
Oktoberfest.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Yes.
I'm Becky Bartosik, president and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber.
Chamber of the Year.
National Chamber of the Year.
You're the president.
Yes, I am.
National Chamber of the Year.
Congratulations to you. That is a tough thing to win. And I love a lot of the things you're doing. Free membership for smaller businesses because they need to get engaged and they have no money when they start.
Exactly.
I can speak from experience. But then if they do get money, they'll be very good to you down the road.
Absolutely.
I can speak from experience from that too.
Because you'll have a shoebox full of money under your bed.
Well, that would be a nice change.
Yes.
There's a little change in there. So you have, and this is, the chamber does this?
Yep.
Wow.
So, I don't that's mean cool. to be rude, but I'm going to grab my chai tea if that's okay.
Oh, by all means. So yeah, it was 43 years ago, the Appleton Downtown Merchants started Oktoberfest in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce. And over the years, it's just evolved. It's still a partnership with Appleton Downtown Incorporated. They're very, very involved, but it is the Fox Cities Chamber's program.
Your Appleton Downtown group They've been in here before, and that's a small group, and boy, do they have a lot of output.
They give it, boy. Yeah, they have a lot of energy.
That's pre-skeleton crew, and I think six people he was talking about. We're putting on some event. I'm like, my gosh, we would. They have more. That's a good group. The affiliation with your organization and the downtown, do you fund them? Tell me how that works. Because we have downtown organizations here. We have on Broadway. Green Bay has that. I mean, Oshkosh, a lot of people have that.
Would you like a group of really nice statues regarding the Packers' history?
No,
we're good.
No,
yeah, we're good there.
We're good. Well, all right. Actually,
could put it in Houdini Plaza,
which is great.
Well, how this all started? Our chamber is 150 years old this year, and Appleton Downtown Incorporated and the Tourism Convention Bureau both started as part of the Fox Cities Chamber. Well, I should say Appleton's Chamber of Commerce. In 1976, became the Fox Cities Chamber. And as those organizations became so large, they spun off and became their own standalone organizations.
Right. You know, one of the things, though, too, is towns need something like that. You know what I mean? It's like you need people that will roll up their sleeves and invest in the community.
Absolutely. And I mean,
and you guys have that.
Oh, yeah. At the core of what Oktoberfest is and who Oktoberfest is, it is a volunteer-driven program.
Yeah.
We just get the honor of owning the name.
But the community needs that for people to get engaged, but the community needs that just for self-pride, self-awareness, self-esteem. Events are a great, great thing for communities because it's like, I love this place.
What people don't realize, every nickel at Oktoberfest is a gigantic give back to our community. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, we were given an award for Oktoberfest being the biggest community impact event in the Midwest. And the fact that we were just recognized as the National Chamber of Commerce was tied to our ability to bring back Oktoberfest after COVID. But when you walk down College Avenue and see all of the things that are happening, when you go to buy food, there has to be a prominent sign in front of that food vendor saying which nonprofit they're sharing their profits with that day. And
that's cool.
Yeah. Very. And the proceeds from all of the beer sales, every nickel of profit goes back to support a nonprofit in our community.
And you know what? Just walking down College Avenue in the fall on a Saturday morning or whatever, like when I used to live there, it's awesome. I mean, there's so much on College Avenue. It's absolutely incredible.
It is. And the theater and...
Oh, yeah. And everything cool about little it. Bars and
cool restaurants.
Yep.
Hey, I wanted
to. You ever go to, the place I used to go all the time when I lived there? The Christmas decoration place.
Oh, Cleo's.
Cleo's, yeah. You ever go to Cleo's? Yes. Because we've been talking about places that haven't changed. Like Sean was talking about the place that hasn't changed since 1944. I bet Cleo's, if you walked in 30 years, could be exactly the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
And kids go to Lawrence, which, you know, was. It's all part of it, and you've engaged them too as a community. Appleton's done a good job of tying into the college. The nonprofits, I think I work for a nonprofit. Not this place. We're profitable. Nonprofits are profitable too.
It's we're just bordered what they, by nonprofit.
I tell my students, look, don't think nonprofits aren't making money. Right. I mean, we do make money, but it's what we do with it. Retained earnings, we call it. How do you select that? Because there are a lot of nonprofit organizations in Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Manitowoc. How do you, or does everybody participate? Is everybody a recipient?
Well, it's interesting because people, they sign up to be part of it. So when you walk down College Avenue for Oktoberfest, you know, there'll be a sign supporting Nina Wrestling. There'll be a sign supporting St. Joe's Food Pantry. They come to us and sign up. And then they find, you know, like a food truck to partner with to share those revenues. So really, it's really driven by the nonprofits coming to us. But in addition to that, from the chamber perspective, our free membership also applies to nonprofits that have 10 or less full-time employees. So we're really focused at the chamber on helping support nonprofits.
What area, like how big is your area? What would you consider your region?
2.5 counties. So
okay.
We're all of Outagamie, all of Calumet County, and northern Winnebago.
Because the reason I ask this is because we've had some...
We love your airport.
We love... Yeah, that's true, too. We love getting young entrepreneurs on here. Now, that's kind of like Jim's thing. But, boy, they love the support they've gotten from the area. Our one girl from Chicago Dogs?
Yeah.
Chicago Hoagies? Imanasha?
Yeah, and then we had somebody that could make smoothies and just these entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs. And I always ask how
Kim's store, her son runs a store on College Avenue.
Shirts.
The resale of old t-shirts and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, these are young people that had never been in business before. And I think one of the reasons they're thriving is because of the support they got from the chamber and the communities and everything, that they're really big, it seems like, on helping.
It's a vote of confidence for them and sometimes financial support as well. And, but I always ask people that because I'm more of a laissez-faire when it comes. I don't think government should be too involved in businesses, but boy, to give them some seed capital because it comes back tenfold, you know, if it works, and they can work. I mean,
well, it's interesting for us because when we look at like the Connect Free model where we're helping those small businesses, you know, that was a real leap of faith to do that 2.5 years ago, and now we have communities all over the country calling us, asking us to help them replicate it.
Really?
Yeah. So Buffalo, New York, launched it probably 6 months ago. We helped them with that. I just had a phone call last week with Overland Park. They're looking at doing something similar. So you know, we're
that's awesome.
Trying Jeez. To spread it.
No better compliment than something like that, right. Owen. Yeah.
And
when they say, "How did you do it?" We want to do it.
Yeah.
And you have no problem sharing that because Overland Park is, people in Overland Park are going to stay probably in Overland Park. You're not
that's
trying to recruit them.
For the Bills are, isn't it?
No, that's Chiefs,
yeah,
right?
That's the Chiefs.
Okay, you're right.
She said she was out in Buffalo thing. And that's nice because you're not threatened by them. You just want to grow, raise all ships or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, all of us should be willing to help a small business wherever they have a chance. You know, there's, you know, when 50% of small businesses can't make it through the first year.
He's got every stat you'll ever want to know. What is it, Jim? It's actually more than that.
But the second year's tough because the first year you can burn through capital and your parents' money and your money. The second year, it's like, and if you miss the sales projections, it's the beginning of the end. So
yep,
anyway, you know that. Tell me about this festival. It kicks off, what did you say, tonight?
Friday. So Thursday. It kicks off
tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay.
So Appleton's Oktoberfest starts Friday night with License to Cruise, which is a huge car show.
Right.
There will be it'll start at 3:00. It'll end about 9:30. And there will be about 400 cars on College Avenue.
Wow.
And then the Expo Center is full of collector's cars that are very limited edition or something very unique about them.
Wow.
And Friday night and Saturday night are free events.
Did you see the forecast?
It's going to be beautiful.
Perfect.
We ordered up that weather just for this event.
All right. Perfect.
Car shows, we had somebody on here talking about car shows. That's a draw for our community. People love cars and different cars, but then you get back to the older cars. I mean, that's like, I just wish, everybody wishes they had one of them, but yeah, that's just cool stuff. All right, so those are free for families?
Yep. When you come in on Friday night, we actually started it early because of the demand. It used to start at 5:00. We started it last year at 3:00. And we found all of this new group of people were coming down because they could go check out the cars and then they could go watch high school football.
Oh,
yeah. So perfect. That's worked out well.
Oh, neat. You know what Green Bay needs that at Appleton has? One of the things, like I said, where I lived in Appleton or town of Menasha, and I'd walk right to College Avenue. I'd walk right over that park. And the glam band talks about that's like one of their favorite places to play because it sounds so good.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any place in Green Bay, in Brown County, where we could have an outdoor musical venue like that?
Like the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes, because that's what it reminds me of. That's what that park in Appleton reminds me of. Yeah. It's like the Hollywood Bowl. It's down there in this bowl. So the sound is incredible coming out of there.
Yep. Yeah.
In Jones
that's
Park.
Not a feat of engineering. That's just, you know.
They took the natural terrain.
Right. Acoustics and, yes.
Oh, no, we planned that. That was all us.
You dug that whole thing out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, being with the chamber these days, and obviously you guys survived the COVID thing, which was, you know, whatever it was. Where are organizations like yours, where are they like right now? The back running full speed ahead or, you know, was there some lingering damage from COVID?
Well, there was lingering damage just because, believe it or not, when chambers of commerce were needed so desperately during that time because we had to wade through all the misinformation and help businesses, payroll protection, chambers were excluded from it in the beginning.
Really?
So there were a lot of chambers that were working twice as much, twice as many hours, and had no protection.
Wow.
But you know, it really, if nothing else, it proved how important chambers are to our business community. And now they're just thriving.
And what they can do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tell us about some of the other events you got coming up there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the biggie is this weekend, and we have a lot of things that are new this weekend. I don't know if you all heard this, but we traditionally have only taken cash at Oktoberfest and licensed a cruise. And we are taking credit cards and cash this time. So
I like that.
We've been burnt at places where they would take.
We've gone to places. It's one, and we go to another. It's the other, and John just selectively brings the opposite that they need. So I think he calls ahead.
Don't. We were at a charity event, and they're selling the beers with profits going towards the charity.
Yeah.
What were they? $6, $7 for a beer at a craft brewery. We didn't have enough money to buy a beer. Everybody's sitting there drinking their craft beer. We're drinking ice water.
Yeah, you got water.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford one beer. Free.
I know.
Oh, no.
But that was sad.
And again, it was the cash, credit card, that kind of thing. Maybe we had no money that day, but
One of the two.
And then we went to a restaurant, and the guy said, willing to take cash. It's like, wow, that's weird. We went to another place.
Yeah.
But we had cash, right?
Yeah, that was exactly.
To that Mardi Gras thing.
So we've been burnt.
And the guy's like, we just take credit cards. And I love places that take both.
So you just never know.
Thank you for doing that.
We will take your money in any shape that you would like to bring it.
Love it.
You're going through some other events, but I don't think we have a website.
We're going to take a quick break. Okay, we're going to come back with more, okay, but all the different things coming up.
Sure.
And info on where we can get it, look at it online, that kind of stuff. So bring that back.
Outstanding. Right. We're here with Becky from the Appleton Oktoberfest. Actually, the Fox City's Chamber, Batonkin Appleton Oktoberfest. And of course, Todd finds the perfect music every time. Quick break, back of this.
All right, don't forget, you've got until 8 o'clock to text in that keyword this hour. I've seen some incorrect keywords coming in, and it may have been because of the way that Jim spelled it for you today. The keyword this hour until 8 o'clock is seat, like you sit on it. S-E-A-T. S-E-A-T is this hour's keyword. You've got until 8 o'clock to text that in. And now we get back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Jim, we had a bunch of people texting in the word feet, not seat. I think they misunderstood your spelling and stuff like that. So
S-E-A-T, they misunderstood that?
That's right. And not just one, several people.
All right.
So S-E-A-T is the word this hour. If you did text in something else, you want to retext in before 8 o'clock. And now, back to Mino and the Mayor.
Thank you very much. We're with Becky.
Next time we're going to use butt. B-U-T-T.
There'll be no
confusion. I feel bad.
Okay, Becky, I always mispronounce your last name.
Bartosik.
Yeah. You're a Uper originally.
I am.
You actually went to two of the coolest high schools in the UP, though. I don't know if a single person that went to both Iron Mountain and Escanaba.
Yep, went to Iron Mountain until my senior year and graduated from Escanaba.
That had to be hard, was it? Senior year transferring?
It was kind of like just going to college a year early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did your dad do up there? What did your family do?
My parents were innkeepers. So my mom and dad built the Best Western originally in Iron Mountain.
Build a pool?
Yeah.
Would you? Okay, if they still ran it and you go there with your granddaughters and the pool is closed because they didn't get a permit, would you give them a little bit of a break at least on the how much it cost or a free lunch?
It depends on a lot of factors there.
How you are treated, because if they begin in a friendly way, you're probably going to be treating them with respect.
But again, John? I think they got mad at me because I walked down just to get a cup of coffee.
The hell's going on here?
I didn't know. I walked down to get a cup of coffee in the the breakfast place.
Use your flag.
And I was wearing shoes.
Okay.
And they kicked me out.
Oh.
So then I think that didn't get off to a good start.
And then he wanted a discount because the pool wasn't permitted properly. So anyway, that innkeeper business, hospitality, that's a tough business. I'll give your parents a lot of credit for say often that I think people should all be a waiter or waitress in their lifetime.
That's right in the highway, isn't it? The Best Western in Iron Mountain?
Yep, that was there. And then they sold that. And then they had bought what used to be the Ramada in Escanaba.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why we ended up my senior year down there.
That was a hoity-toity place. That was a cool place to stay in Escanaba.
Well, we lived in both places.
At the hotel?
Oh, yeah, we lived in the hotel.
Wow,
so,
that would be cool.
Well, my kids think it must be like a Disney show. But yeah, the reality was, you know, I remember walking past the front desk with, you know, on a first date, and they'd pull up a plunger and go room 117.
Oh, you actually work there too.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Now, growing up in the UP versus living in the Fox Cities.
Yep.
A little different, isn't it?
Oh, completely.
I mean, like completely, completely different. The UP needs things like what you guys do in the Fox Cities. They need more of that. They need more community something to bring some of those small towns together. Because the gym, I'm putting together his whole itinerary. He's never been to the UP for the fall colors.
Oh, really?
No. So I got him stopping at Mickey Lou's and Marinette.
Oh, sure.
And then going to stay in Marquette at the Northland Hotel.
Yep.
And then going to Munising for the colors and the waterfalls. What
so
do you think?
Going right through Escanaba without stopping?
Well, you tell us. I warned him on one thing, though. One of the worst drives, and I've driven with him. He's got the worst patience I've ever driven with of a human being.
Continue.
And he's going to get behind a logging truck coming out of Marinette, Menominee, all the way to Escanaba, or till Cedar River, wherever we have a little passing lane. He'll be behind that logging truck with no place to pass. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, but there's times that you can pass. You'll be okay.
You'll take him on a ride.
you'll be okay. But if you do go through Escanaba, at the main intersection, the Stonehouse and Moe's are both amazing
restaurants. You're right. The Stonehouse is really cool, and it's right at the main light. You got to stop there pretty much. Be right on your right-hand side.
Your parents still own a place up there?
Nope. Now they're down here.
Okay.
Now they're down here.
All right. I would have.
So I'm trying to tell him, I'm trying to put his whole itinerary together to go see the fall colors in the UP.
Oh, yeah. And is he not going, not this weekend, but the following week? That's when I think it's going
to
be peak.
It is. Perfect. I would like to go on Wednesday or Thursday, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go when there's a
Jim, if you do that, and I would like you to do that, you have to be a correspondent for the UP and be on the show.
I would love to do that.
But
I don't want to go alone, and I don't know that my wife can go. So I'm going to.
Take Milton.
We might.
Milton's his dog.
He's great.
You could be the Charles Carroll to the Mino and the Mayor show.
Absolutely. Get a little cabin in Montana.
Behave yourself.
I know. That's why I don't want to get that. No.
We say that because Charles Carroll was our hero, me and Todd.
Oh, good to know.
We both wanted to be like correspondents where you're out on the road all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Telling hometown
stories. You remember Charles Carroll?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he seem like a, like, kind of almost grandfathery, like really honest and just a good guy. Like, man, he'd be an awesome neighbor.
In the Upper Peninsula. But
and he talked about his favorite. My favorite place in the world is my small cabin in Montana next to a trout stream and the snow glistened mountains. Well, it turns out he had a little side action.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And that's why
when he died, his estate because he wanted that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She's like, I spent a lot of time with Chuck. So.
Wow. And that's why it's my favorite place.
That was my favorite place. So.
Wow. So Jim will be like, I've got a cabin in the UP. just outside of Bark River.
You've got so much going on. Tell us how we get the information online, phone, all
Oktoberfestonline.org, or just go to the Fox News Chamber webpage and we'll be able to redirect you as well. But, you know, we were talking about the UP.
Yeah.
On Friday night, the car show that we're doing this weekend is estimated to bring in about 100,000 people.
Wow.
And then Saturday, it's between 220,000 are estimated. And as we were just talking about, that is the population of the entire UP.
It's going to be downtown.
Downtown College
That's
Avenue.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's going to be
fun. I love
your
town. I love that community when I live there. And all the respect in the world for what you folks do.
And congrats again on all your awards. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Move up to Negaunee and help those people, would you? What did you think of Negaunee people when you lived up there?
Oh, they're salt of the earth.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Thank you. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Back with Sarah Connery. 100 things to do in Green Bay before you die. Back after this.
The words are easy, so just sing along with me. Milwaukee, happy as can be. Old Milwaukee is the place to see. Old Milwaukee, friendly as can be. It's old Milwaukee.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.